As you might have noticed, talking Suffolk Libraries Day today. I know it's a day earlier, but we like to celebrate things, get things going early here at Felixstowe Radio. Already heard from some experts on books, but let's speak to someone. Actually, coming up this afternoon, we've got Jules Button, and Jules knows books inside out. And I'm thinking, does anyone know books as much as Jules does? Well, probably Jamie Versey. You're an absolute bookworm, aren't you?
Oh, I am indeed, Rob, yeah.
And we spoke about last year, about how many books you read in a year. How many did you read last year?
I think it was 112.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, even you must be flabbergasted when you think 112 books in a year.
Yeah, I've just started my 19th of this year.
Is it an addiction? What is the addiction? What pulls you to it? I mean, is it a thirst for knowledge? What do you get out of it?
A bit of both. I just love reading, and I'm also competitive, and I set myself challenges. I have to beat the previous year's figure.
Oh, you're competitive against yourself on that? That's dangerous, Jamie. Now, how did it all start? It must have started as a kid, because when you speak to big readers, it's always just a child. They start.
It is, yeah. And my story is that I suppose you could play the Simon Bates R tune sad song over this bit now, because I'll tell you a little bit. I grew up on a council estate from a poor family. We had hardly any money, but I loved books. So the only way I could get books was to join the local library.
So what sort of age are you talking about here?
I'm talking probably what I remember actually going to the library myself, probably 10, 11 years old.
Wow, it's incredible, isn't it? So when you get to the library, what was it? Because it isn't just the books, it's the atmosphere, isn't it, as well?
It is. This may sound, what I'm about to say might sound really a bit weird, but the silence in a library is deafening. You could just hear so much in a library without hearing anything.
Oh, that is very deep. But you are, yeah, I can see what you mean. Yes, I can see exactly what you mean. So did you read in the library, or did you take books home? Where and how did you read?
I took them home. I think back in them days, you got little bit of paper, and they stamp it, and you could take six books out. So every Saturday I'd get my six books, and I'd go home and I'd read them. Most of the time, as I say, the home life wasn't great, so bedroom was my solitude. I'd go and hide in my bedroom, and the characters in the books would become my friends.
I remember talking to you before, like me, you grew up on Enid Blyton. I think that's probably the best way, because you know it's fantasy, but you can lose yourself in it, can't you?
You can, yes. She was a fantastic storyteller. It was simple but brilliant.
Okay, let's put you on the spot. Favourite Enid Blyton, what would it be?
It has to be The Faraway Tree.
Oh yes. We should set up a Facebook group, you know, Lovers of the Faraway Tree. Because you can.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to slide down that slide in the middle of the tree. I've always wanted to do that and go to the Wisher trees.
I did. Yeah. I grew up on some listeners will know the estate, the Grange Farm estate, and in between each, they were all called fields. I was Beacon Field, and there was Garden Field, and so on. But they're all linked by a passage. And when I was sort of 12, 13, I used to skip down them passages pretending I was going to the Enchanted Forest.
Oh, wow. Do you still do that? well, I think... Oh, you can't anymore, can you? Isn't it built on? We need to reenact some of these, you know. We need to go and do a TikTok version somewhere, you and I. and maybe get Jules as long as well, because she's a Blyton fan. So after that, after you've grown through Enid Blyton, because you sort of leave it behind, you don't forget it, but you sort of move on, where did you go to next?
Well, I'd finished my six books. I'd tuck into my mum's, and she was a big Jean Plaidy, the historical novelist, and Catherine Cookson, you know, the old Northeast. Eastern stories. I'd read them as well as my own. But then as I got older, I'd probably shouldn't say this out loud, but when I was about 13, 14, I really got a fascination of serial killers.
Oh, okay.
So I'd go to the library. Okay. I'd ask them for books on serial killers. And you think at 13 years old, I'm surprised I didn't get the social services involved, but got away with it. But I do love, and I still do now, crime, police procedurals, sort of psychological thrillers. That's my sort of book.
And if you were to write a book, what would it be about? We don't want your story, because your story is so amazing, nobody would believe it. So we don't want your story. What sort of book would you write?
Probably...
Have you got a criminal mind? Would it be crime or would it be romance?
Yes, definitely not romance. You ask my wife that. Romance is my thing. it'd definitely be crime. With my sort of early fascination with the old wrong crimes and things like that. Yeah, crime would be my thing.
And if I was to sit you down at night and take your books away, how would it make you feel?
I'd initially be cross, but then I think, do you know what? I'm finally going to get some sleep.
Yeah. Do you, Jamie, do you read everything? I mean, if you're at the breakfast table, the cornflakes packet's there, do you read that as well?
Yes.
Good. Oh, good. You made me feel so safe.
Go to the bathroom, and I'd read the backs of the shampoo bottles just to read something.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you for rounding off our library day today. It's great talking to you. And you're back on air again with your new time on Tuesday. Oh, no, you're back at the weekend, aren't you?
Yes, I'm covering for the great Tony Horton Saturday afternoon. Yep. But then, as you say, my home run moves to Tuesdays, swapping with Laura.
What about your chart show on Thursday? Does that still stay the same?
That's still the same, yes. So 3 days a week. I've got my Sunday 12 till 2, yeah. Tuesday 4 till 6, and Thursday 6 till 7.
And a full-time job as well. You're not doing too bad. Give my love to everybody. Speak to you soon.